We're getting closer to the last stage of the Shibud before the Zman Cheruseinu, all the preparations. Sometimes it's overwhelming with so much pressures and frustrations that can happen. We have to remind ourselves this whole process is reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just think about the day or two before Yetzias Mitzrayim. In that short period of time, all the men had to go through a milah. All of Klal Yisrael had to learn how to bring a Korban Pesach. They had to shecht the Korban Pesach all on the same day. They had to bake matzahs. They didn't have matzahs from before. It had to be baked on that day. There were so many things going on. And it was all under the eyes of the Mitzrayim, who could have killed them at any second. But we did it full of zrizas and simcha, because we knew that we're approaching the time that we will become Hashem's chosen, beloved nation, the nation that Hashem would mashri shchina upon. And that gave us the koyach to go through it b'simcha. The same too, in our day and age, we have our pressures, the time is short, and sometimes things don't go the way we want. I remember when I was a kid, one of the neighbors came in Erev Pesach, horrified. They opened up the washing machine. They found that one of the children threw a bag of noodles in the washing machine Erev Pesach. Baruch Hashem, since then I have not heard of such an event. But all things can happen. We can send our child to buy matzahs and they come back with chametz tikka pita, or cleaning things and things break. Whatever can happen. We have to realize this is all set up and he's sowing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For us to show him, we too are excited. We're approaching the Leila Seder tomorrow night, in which Hashem will once again give a refreshed Hashroas Hashchina in every one of us. A new Siyat HaShemayah, a new closeness, a new elevation for each one of us and our entire families. And that gives us the koyach and the energy and the simcha to appreciate what we have and think to ourselves, I am Sameach Bechelki. I am happy with what I have, because all I need is to be with that close kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I take everything in stride and I appreciate what I have, whether it be the physical things I have, whether it be my family, and whether it be my kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamuvan will strengthen that. Together with that, we have to be practical also, as much as we can, to prepare for the Leila Seder beforehand, so that when the night comes in, everything is already set up. It's good to have the children involved also. It's good for them. Each one according to his koiches. If he does it, good. If he doesn't do it, it's not the end of the world also. But try to give everybody a part in it. That makes them also excited about it. If they see that we are excited about it, they'll also be happy to do it. If they see that we're looking at this as torture, they will not want torture. As specifically said, the things that sometimes you can't find the last minute, make sure you have all the haggadahs found, the kittel, and everything else, the bottles open, all the protein, this checklist you could go through. But it's an important thing, as much as we can, to have things set up in advance so we get the kids to rest a little bit. Even if they don't fall asleep, they just lay on the bed a little bit, also good. If not, everything's good. And then we come to the great Seder. The Seder and the spirit of the Seder is every Jew looks at himself. In the beginning of the Seder, I'm in the Shibud, the terrible Tzoros of the Golas. Our forefathers spiritually had nothing. We were servants. We had nothing physically, nothing spiritually. And we feel it and we describe in the various psukim we're going to be saying. And then looking forward and going through the Maggid until we get to the end. And Hashem making the Esa Makis and taking us out of Mitzrayim, bringing us there to Israel, bringing the base of Mikdash. All that goes in those few short hours of the Leila Seder. But it's all guided by that feeling. I am putting myself 100% in Hashem's hands, and whatever happens, I'll be happy with. There's a Maisa, with a big Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Hutkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was mechaber a Talmud to pour the wine for him. And the Talmud was so nervous that he spilled the wine all over the kittel of the Rosh Yeshiva. Everybody didn't know what's going to happen. There was silence for a split second, and immediately, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Hutkin, said, you should know that a kittel without wine on it and Leila Seder is like a marzer and Yom Kippur without tears in it. That's exactly the way it should be. And that kept the uplifted and the sweet spirits going. The Leila Seder is not a time for saying fantastic Chidushi Torah. If the children want to say the Chidushim, that's a way of keeping them excited. But the spirit of the night, all Gdoli Yisrael, all the biggest poskim, Rabbi Yosher, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the Chassidish, the Litvinshe, that had been interviewed from their families. It was kept simple. The thing that got the whole family excited was they saw the exalted, peaceful, tranquil, happy atmosphere that was created by the father and the mother of the family. And that comes from the fact that we focus on the fact that how fortunate we are to be that special nation that was taken out of Mitzrayim by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicha to go to through the Seder, to have a refreshed appreciation of how much I am samech b'chelki. I am so happy that I am the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are His sons and daughters. He watches over us. And we saw just last week the nisim v'flos that Hashem did for us. And the tzaras that are happening to us also for the purpose of just making us focus, drop everything, and strengthen your keser with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitzhak Hashem, if we have these sweet feelings, we go through the Leila Seder, not let anything disturb us, distract us. Just feel how proud and happy we are to be Hashem's nation. We'll come to the end of the Seder, which is the time that we start mispalim about the end of the Golos, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And with the songs that we're going to sing, we can have a personal tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want the final Geula, no more wars, no more captives, no more tzoros of Klal Yisrael. And Yitzhak Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear our tefillahs. And we'll be zeicha that this will be the last Leila Seder of Hashta Hocha. It'll be Mietz Hashem soon. The Lashona Habor B'Yushalayim Abnuyo with the Beis HaMikdash B'mheir of Yomeinu.